Layochli moi melegreg matachas. You only ate one day. Mitzarif. You can mitzarif with zimun. Abi, two people ate bread. They want a bench. If you eat with them, even a greatness, you can mitzarif with them for zimun. But you want a bench, you wait to the rabbin, and the moitzi yach yochel kazayas dogin. Then you would ask after the kazayas dogin. Omer Rav Chana, Rav Yehuda, Mishmei the Rava. Hilchasa, what's the locha? Ochal oru ola yeres. You ate a leaf of a yeres. Veshosa kosho yayin, or you drank some wine, isn't starf. That's the locha. You can starf with the other people. But some shit is only with 10 people, but a loch is even with 3 people. You can start to make a chiyuv zimun. Lahuntzi, but if you want a bench, you want to send a bench to the mitzvah of the other 2 people, and the mitzvah yach yechel kezayin zon. Omer Rav Nachman, Moshe tikkun Yisrael birchas hazon. His Moshe was the first one to misak in benching to say birchas hazon, v'shor shiurud lehem mon. When the mon came down, he was misak in the bracha of hazon. Some say later when the Anshe Nesek Dele came, they made it the exact Nusach the way we said now. His Moshe was Nusach and called the Dikah Nusach. But our Nusach Avad was from that Anshe Nesek Dele. Yeshua Tikkun Lehem Birchas Eretz. He was Nusach and he made Dinyan to say the second Brocha. Kiva Shenichnasu Le'eretz, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, Dovid Ushlaima Tikkun Bani Yushlaim. They were Nusach in the third Brocha Bani Yushlaim. How did it work? Dovid Tikkun Al Yisrael Amecha Va Yushlaim Yerecha. Because David just saw Yushlaim, he didn't see the base of English yet. Yushlaim etikin ala bayis agodah d'akodesh. Hatovia made him the fourth bracha we say, v'yavna tiknu. That was bazundu at the corner that Rabbanim made later on. Keneged aruge beitah. The Yomer of Masnir, oysa hayoim shenitnu aruge beitah, if the Mela killed out the whole ear of Eden, and he was going there, they can't be kai with them. He let the mason just stay there on the ground, and all of a sudden, once he came out with a nuk zera, they let them make a kvura, let them bury them. So that day, Oysayom Shenitnu Haruge Met Lakvura, Tiknu Biyavna Atovia Mason. They're massacring this broken benching. Ha Toiv, what's the Toiv? Shmoyes Rihu. So there was Zunjura Trichus, that all those, I'm going to show, I think in a few years, that they were there, not buried. Nobody was Masriach. All the Masons stayed the same way. The Hamaseh Shenitnu Lakvura. The Chopanim now, the Mazrichus have the Kvura. So exactly why they're massacring the Mashas Brichus and Muslim. It could have been attacking those joints through the Rosso. Why did Vidalki pick the middle of Bruch of Amodin to give a special Hoidor for a Ruge Beitin? That's the Kon Rabbonim made. Kon Rabbonim, say the Bruch of Amodin, Kachi, how do we bench? Bruch of Rishoin is Bruch of Azon, Shniya Bruch of Soros, Shlish is Bruni Rishlayim, Revi is Hatfei the Amate. That's our posh for the benching. Who is Shabbos? How do we say, we'd say, what do we most serve on benching on Shabbos? The Maschil bin Chama, or Messiah bin Chama, like we do. Bin Chama is a Drashi Tabrashi, but with Shabbos Maschil bin Chama, Koyma. Ain't Sorok lo Lesayim, lo Lahatzel b'shul Shabbos. We don't start any new brocha about Shabbos. El Maschil and Messiah bin Chama, bin Yerushalayim. It's right before Vene Yerushalayim, we say, we'd say, Kori Nechama Kach, Kori Nechama Kol Hechad, the Maschil bin Racha and bin Achmenu. Between Rachim and Nachmenu, that's called a Nechama. Like we do, we say, let's say, before of Bnei Yerushalayim. B'yoyim Mekdusha Sayyoyim B'yentim. In the middle of it, say, we say, Yom HaShabbos Kodesh Hazir. We have Lezer Weyne, Rotsu Oimre V'Nechama Oimre. If you want, so good. But Birchus Saretz Oimre. If you want, you can say it even before, in the second Brach. But Birchus Saretz, you can say, let's say. V'Brachus Shtiknu Chacham V'Yavne Oimre. If you want to say it in Atayv Yemetiv, you can say it. If you have no Kviyiv, we can say would say. Is any part of the brachas you can say would say? I'd be not the first bracha. But chom moimrim eino oimer elu b'nechama b'vad. No, you could only say it like we said before b'nei yishlayim. But the gemara chachom hainu tanakama. That's the same sheet that would say is only right before b'nei yishlayim. And the gemara ikav b'nei diyevni. The shaila is the diyevni instead of someplace else. Are you yotz or not? So drashi ikav b'nei diyevni. The rabbanim batzroi madrinim lei. They hold no. They lost the chom. The last question is. Ella means Afilu v'diyevin. You said we'd say after Bnei Yerushalayim and Atav Yemetiv, you have to be chayv, you have to bench over again. That's what we hold halacha. We'd say it has to be said in its place right before Bnei Yerushalayim. But once you say Bnei Yerushalayim, then you have to daven over again. You have to bench over again. Tana Rabbanan. Minayim the Birchas Hamazim in Atayra. How do we know there's a chiyuv to bench midiraita to say Birchas Hamazim? Shenema the pasuk says, "V'yachalta v'savata v'rachta." So the guy takes out the gift. It should be, "Uveirachta zu birchas hazimun." And as Hashem will accept us, do Birchas Hazon. So we have the opposite way. Verachtel do Birchas Hazon. As Hashem will accept us, do Birchas Hazimun. The Chuz Birchas Hazimun comes first. But about the Birchas Hazimun, that we say in the Baruch Shechanu Mishloi, it's not Midiraita. That's only Midirabonin. So Pshat means Tukum Eronius Masters Biyamu, these Tukim. Because there's such an Indian, to have the Birchas Hazimun, to say the Baruch Shechanu Mishloi. So the Master is from, Uveirachtel means Birchas Hazimun. As Hashem will accept us, means Birchas Hazon. So Orit Tatoiva, Alo Orit, Zu Birchas Orit. Hatoiva, Zu Bani Rishlai. The Chayne Weimer Har Hazeh, Hahar Hatoiv Hazeh Yavon. That goes on Rishlai. Ashenosa, Mucho, Zu Hatoiv Yamaitis. So right, so we touch it all that Toiv Yamaitis, the fourth brother, only with the Rabbonin. So Pshakshni Sukh, the only Yasmachis Yalma, that you have these four brothers.
The first three is the right, the fourth over the Shlomer, four Yeshua.
Yeah.
One in the bench.
They also have, there was a Nusach though. However they want, they said it. There's only a chiyuv to bench if you finish eating. The fun of minayin is where the asmachta or some mokka to make a bracha rishayna or matta kava chayma. Kishu sova mevorach, kishu rova kol shchein. Have you had before such a kava chayma? Rebbe yayma ain't it tzarech. You don't need a kava chayma for this. The pasuk says v'yachalta v'savota v'rachta. Zu birchas hazon. Alvo birchas hazimun, hayino birchas hazimun, migadu Hashem itinavka. The male of our orit that zu birchas orit. Hatoiva zu bani mishlayim. V'chein uweimer harazeh hahar hatoiv azel v'yabonun. That goes to base the mitzvah is called toiv. Hatoiv will make it v'yavda tiknu. And yavda their masakis. You don't need an asmacht even. Hatsama to come to the rabbonin. Ein liyel zu birchas orit. Hatoiv zu bani mishlayim. V'chein uweimer harazeh hahar hatoiv azel v'yabonun. That goes to base the mitzvah is called toiv. Hatoiv will make it v'yavda tiknu. And Yavna their Masakis, you only in a snacht even, Hatama to call the Rabboni. Ein liyel liyachrov, this is a chiyuv to bench. Lefon of Minayim, Talmud Loim, he's at least saying you don't need the Kavachayim for this Svara, he has a snacht from the Apostic. The Apostic says, Asher not Samacho, HaKadosh Baruch gave it to you. As Misha not Samacho, you have to bench. When did Hashem give you the money, gave you the Lechem? Before you waited. So the riot to give a bracha, the shas and the fin, as soon as Hashem gives you something, means before you eat it, you have to give a bracha. So the mashma is chiyah to give a bracha as soon as you get the lechem, even before you eat it. We have nasa noyna ein tzarich. You don't need this rasmachta, another rasmachta. Hayuweyna to bayachem here. Came timsu noyse b'terem yala habomata shal wira mitshul anovim lechol ki lo yoychal om. At Boyud, and the Om is not going to eat until Shmuel comes, the Hu Yavorach HaZevach. Ach Rechein Yechlu Akruyim. You see, he makes the bracha first. Heshol made a bracha for the Zevach. There was a korban there, and before they ate the korban, they made a bracha. You see, that's the matter to make a bracha before you eat. The whole Kach Lomel, how do you ask you such a big description for? The Vishanoshim Dabroni is saying, Heshol asked Isha, where am I going to find Shol? So she, and where am I going to find Shmuel? So the Isha talks a lot. She gave a long description how we're going to find him. So Shmuel Noma Kadei Lestaka B'Yoytu Shol Shol. Why did Shmuel say this? Kadei, look at the nicer for Shol. They say the Meshichim O'Malah Gavoyim Mikolom. And he was nice and everybody Meshichim O'Malah.
All right, we'll stop here. Daf Mem Chesam Abeis. We'll start over again a little bit from the two dots in the middle. About Tana Rabbonin.
Again, Tana Rabbonin. Say the Birchas Hamozen, how do we bench Kachi? Bracha Rishoyna is Birchas Hazon. Shniya Birchas Oretz, Al Oretz Ve'al Hamozen. Shlish is Bani Rishalayim. Reviyas Hatov Yamekin. Uve Shabbos, Maschil B'Nechoma, Umasayim B'Nechoma. We start in the middle of the Bracha Nechoma, which is Rachim No Hashem Lakeinu. In the middle of this bracha, we say Ritzei like we do. We don't have a new bracha for Shabbos. Just in the middle of Rachim Noor, before we end up with Vnei Yerushalayim, we say Ritzei. That's called the Shabbos is Maschil B'Nechama Messiah B'Nechama. In the bracha of Nechama of Rachim Noor, we say Ritzei. V'yoyim Mekadusha Shayoyim Bemtza. And in the middle of Rachim Noor, we say Ritzei. V'yoyim Shabbos Hashem Shabbos HaKadosh Hazeh. And then we just end off with Vnei Yerushalayim. We don't have a special bracha for Shabbos. We have Lezer Weimer, Rotzal Oimer, Benachama Oimer, Bebirchas Oretz Oimer. If you want to say it in Birchas Oretz,
in Abel HaKoil, you can say it there also. The bracha shetiknu chachom b'yavna, you want to say it in the fourth bracha, oimru. That's your blazer sheet. Wherever you want to say it, say it, you can say it. V'chom oimrim, eino oimru elu b'nechoma, v'lvad. For the Gemara chachom hainu tanakama, it's the same sheet as the first tana, and the Gemara ikib anayu d'yevit. At Lalach, we hold like the Chomim, the Dieved, the only place you could say Ritzei is in the middle of Rachim Noah, like we do. But if you'd say Ritzei someplace else, you would not be Yitzim. That's the Chiddush Chom Maimrim, Eina Ela Binachom. Tana Rabbon, Minayin Lebricha Samazim Minatero, Shinam of the Posek says, Biyachalte Vesavote Verachta. So we dashin Zu Bircha Sazon. So Verachta means you have to make the first Bracha. As Hashem Olakecha Zu Bircha Sazimun. That there's such an Indian to make a Bircha Sazimun. So the Miri speaks out that Avad, we hold Brichas Zimun only with the Rabbah. There's such a Chiv when you have three people eating together to make a Zimun, Bor Shechan or Mishaloi, that's it only with the Rabbah. So here it's an Asmachta. Aloritz, the Pasuk then says Aloritz, Zu Brichas Oritz. That's the Chiv to say the second Bracha, Bracha to Hashem, Aloritz, Vela Mozin. Hatoiva, Pasuk says Hatoiva, Zu Bani Rishlaim. That goes on the third bracha we say of Bnei Yerushalayim. What does Yerushalayim have to do with Teiva? The Chenuwayim, another pasuk says, Pahor HaTeiv HaZev HaLvonon. Hezhor HaTeiv, it says Teiva, it goes on HaLvonon, that's the base of Mikdash. So you see, Yerushalayim with the base of Mikdash is called Teiva. So the pasuk says, Pahor HaTeiv, it means the bracha, the third bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. Ashenosa Mechor, Zu HaTeiv Yemeter. And Poshit is also only in Asmachta, because we hold, we'll soon see, the fourth bracha is only with Rabbonin. So the Gemara ain't liyel liyachrav. These are only psukim. You have to make a bracha liyachrav if you finish eating. Lufon of minayim. So the Gemara matter kal v'chayma. Kishu sova mevorach. Kishu rav lekol shchein. We had this kal v'chayma before, and so you spoke out about it. There's only kal v'chayma midi rabbonin. As midi raisa, the svara is still that you only have to bench after you're filled up, but beforehand there's no chiyuv to make a bracha. Midi rabbonin is such a svara. That when you're filled up, you have to thank Hashem. Shita, you have to thank Him before you start eating. Rashi says, "Kishu rov v'yimbol ahofik es rovoy ayidei briyosta shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu lekol shchein." If you want to take away your hunger from things that Hakadosh Baruch Hu created, shita, you have to thank Him. Kol shchein shezet tzarach levorach Hakadosh Baruch Hu yosef. That's the svarot you have to make a bracha rishayna. So the more Rebbe Yoimer ain't the tzorach. Rebbe says no. Trash ain't the tzorach means the kal v'chayim is there. You don't have to come on to the kal v'chayim to say there's a chiyuv to make or an inyan to make a bracha rishayna. He dashed in the pasuk like this: Biyachalte v'savata v'rachta zu bircha sazon. There's such a chiyuv to make a first bracha of benching. Avol bircha sazimun. How do we know there's an inyan of bircha sazimun when you have three people to say in the bracha shachanam shaloi? That's the pasuk we had before. Migadol Hashem iti nafka from a different pasuk. As the Asmacht is from this pasuk, Gadol Hashem Iti Rama Moshma Yachtov. We have three people together. We give shvach to the Eibishda. Our Lord, the pasuk says, Zu Birchas Oritz, HaToiva Zu Bnei Yerushalayim, V'cheinu Weimer Ahar Hazeh Ahar HaToiv Hazeh Biavonim, HaToiv Yametiv. The fourth bracha that we say, HaKel, Avinu Makenu Adreinu Barenu Goreinu Yosreinu. That's HaToiv Yametiv. That bracha was the Yavne Tiknu. That's only the Rabbonim Dikatakona to say it in Yavne. And Ein Liyelu Liyachru. There's only a chiyuv to make a bracha when you get finished eating. Lufon of Minayin. How do you know the svar to make a bracha Rishayna? Talmud Leima, the Pasuk says, Ashenno San Lecho. Because bracha gave to us. So we darshin Mishenno San Lecho. As soon as Hashem gave it to us, we have to give a bracha. So even before we eat, the Abi Hashem gave it to us, we have to make a bracha. This is an asmachta to make a bracha rishayna. We have Yitzchak Leimer ain't a tzorach. You don't need this bracha, this pasuk, this asmachta for a bracha rishayna. He has a different pasuk. Harehu Leimer Olveirach Eslach Mecho V'Yesmei Mecho. Kodesh Baruch Hu will bench Olveirach Eslach Mecho our bread V'Yesmei Mecho. Is Al Tikri Olveirach that Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving us the bracha El Olvorach that we should give the bracha. So Mashma, we should bless, we should give a bracha for the lechem. So the Gemara, V'yem Nesai Kori Lechem, when is something called a lechem? Kodim Shiach Lenin, about before you eat it. To see there's Nesmachta, before you eat something, to give a bracha back to Hashem. Reb Nosin Leimer, Ein Etzorach. You don't need these psukim, another Nesmachta. Hare Yewema, the Pasuk says that when Sheol came into the city, he wanted to find Shmuel. So he asked the Naris, he asked the young girls, where is Shmuel HaNavi? So the young girls answered back. They said, when you come into the city, came Timson, you'll find Shmuel HaNavi Yosei, Veterim Yala Bamos, before Shmuel HaNavi is going up to the Bama, Lechol, to eat, Ki Lo Yoichal Omad Boyu, because the Om is not going to eat until Shmuel HaNavi comes first. Why? Ki Hu Yevorech HaZevach, because Shmuel HaNavi, he'll say the bracha on the curb and on the Zevach, and Achrechein Yoichal HaKruim, and then the other people will come and eat it. You see a pasuk here that Shmuel made a bracha before he ate from the korban. So you see, there's need to make a bracha rishayna. So Rashi says the chiddush. Rashi says, "V'yachrechein yoichel akruyim limdocho shetoyin levorach lefnei achilo al azevach." So Rashi wayme borach hashem kedishana b'mitzvayse b'tivano lechol es azevach. Ve'echi tivano, where's the mitzvah teeth from the korban shlamim? V'yabosa teichel. The pasuk says he shlit from the bosa. So this Rashi brings down what pasuk did Shmuel Navi make? He made a brichas hamitzvahs. He said, "Asher kishon b'mitzvayse v'tzivonu lech l'asazevach." That's a mitzvah to eat the korban shlamim. So the Achrayin Amir, so what's the right Alu Gemara? They were talking about a brichas hanena. We want to say before you have a no, you have to make a bracha rishayna. Maybe you only have to make a bracha on a mitzvah. So the Yeshua says the pshat is avad these psukim only in asmach is bialmo. So the Rabbanu were mesakin we had before oslanis menul mazir b'loy bracha. It's with the Rabbonin, you have to make a bracha before you have a no. Just the Rabbonin wouldn't make a bracha unless there's an asmachta someplace that there is such a thing as making a bracha. So there you have an asmachta here, the good is a bracha semitzvah. But you saw before he went to eat, he made some type of a bracha, so it passed the Rabbonin to make a bracha all over. Anytime you have any ano, there's an need to make a bracha. For at the Gemara though, the Chol Kach Loma, how come the Naris, when they answered Shol, a Shol asked the young girls, where's Shmuel HaNavi? So they gave him a whole long pasuk here where to find him. They should have said, "Go up to the bama, you'll find him." Seshnam to Gemara Lefish, Anoshim Dabroni saying. That's the Messias, Noshim talk a lot. He asked Anisha for directions, how to get there, so I'll give you a ganze story. So the Noshim gave Shol a long story description where to find Shmuel. Oh, Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says, no, not the Pshat. You know why the Noshim spoke so long to Shol? Kedei Lestako V'yofio. Shol Shol, Pasha, the young girls, Naras, wanted to look at the beauty of Shol. So they kept on talking to him to be able to look at him. The pasuk said, "Mishichmo yamala gavoya mikolam." As he was tall of him, his shoulders and up, he was taller than the rest of the yam. So it doesn't just mean he was tall; the time was handsome and tall also. So the Naras pasha wanted to look at him. That's why the Naras answered him very longly, "Where you find Shmuel?" Rabbi Yechon, my third reason. Lefishein malchus nagas bechaverto afilu kamala nima. His one melech doesn't interfere with the second melech, even to like a chut hasara. So here the pshat was first Shmuel HaNavi, he was the shorari, he was the leader in Klal Yisrael. Here was the matzav when Shmuel HaNavi was going to be mamlech, Shol to become the melech. So when he appointed Shol, like the shorari now went over to Shol. So he's given over his melucha to Shol. So it was minash shemayim, it's not roi for Shol to take it over. That's why these naras had a bimarek and they're talking, because it didn't come time yet for Shol to go up to meet Shmuel. Said Rashi, "V'chol kach lo mahoyu marichin b'divrayim, shein malchus nagas b'chaverto, v'fisha Shmuel hoyu manages Yisrael." A beginning, Shmuel was the manig. V'shol hoyu noitel es hashvoro. And now, Shol came time, he should be the melech. Mishadibir Shmuel elov. When Shmuel would talk now to Shol, he'll appoint him to be the melech. V'yorech dvorim ekev l'fisho. Mel, the reason why they spoke so long, because it didn't come the time yet, the second, when Shmuel should give over his shrora to Shol. So the more, V'yem li'yela birchas hamozim. There's such a chiyuv to make a birchas hamozim midiraisa from his sukkim. Birchas atari minayin. How do you know before we learn, we have to make a bracha? Amr Rav Yishmuel kal v'chayma. It's a kal v'chayma. Al chay yisho mevorch. If you have to make a bracha for eating, which is only chay yisho, means only tzarech this world. As long as we're living here, we need food. Is al chay yilam abo, learning Torah that gives you chiyus. Yilam abo, like kol shchein, avad in smor, you have to make a bracha. Even though before we learned about some psukim, there's also a kal v'chayma type of a limud. And before we had other psukim for brichas haTorah. We have Yechiya Banachmeni Talmidai Sherebi Yishmuel Oimer. Mishum Rebbe Yishmuel, he said over the name of Rebbe Yishmuel, "Ain it, sir? I don't need this Kal V'chayma to say that you have to make a bracha before you learn Torah." Here's from another Pasuk. Harayi Oimer, here the Pasuk says, "By Bircha Samozoin, Al Oretz HaToiva Shenosa Mecho." It's when this Oretz HaToiva you have to make a bracha, means the Peris, the Tvua you have to make a bracha. Another pasuk says, so it's like a gzeira shava, asher nosan lecha v'yetnu lecha. So here also Hashem is giving you the Torah, so you also have to make a bracha the same way you had to make a bracha on achila from the oratz that Hashem gave you. Reb Meir Weiner, minayin shekeshem shemavorach ala toiva, kach mavorach ala ro. The same way we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for toiva, say bracha toiva yemetiv. The same thing if something bad happens, you have to make a bracha dayin emes. And we also like have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tamalayma, the pasuk says, Hashem nosan lecha, and this pasuk, and it says, Hashem lekecha. Hashem lekecha is a double lashon of midas harachmim and midas hadin. So it means to say, like this bracha of benching goes on two midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dayoncha, v'chol din shedoncha. Whatever din HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us, there's the pasuk of erachta, give back bracha to Hashem. Bein midah toiva, bein midah pronis. Whether Hashem does good to us, whether Hashem does bad to us, we have to give a bracha back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when Hashem does bid, it's also only for our toivah. That's only for a toivah that we should do tshuva and be master l'mutav. Right? We have Yehuda ben b'seira oimer. Ein etzorach, I don't need this pasuk, for this thing that is an Indian to bench, make a bracha on toiv and ra, harei oimer, toivah. Ha toivah. It could have just said toivah, and it says, or it's ha toivah. It means toivah zu toivah. He's going on birchos a toivah. How do we know you have to make a bracha before you learn toivah? It says in the pasuk here toivah, an extra ha toivah is toivah zu toivah, going even on toivah. V'cheinu weimer ki lekech toivah nasati lochem ha toivah. What does the hey stand for ha toivah? Zu bin Yerushalayim, that there's chiyuv to make a bracha b'nei Yerushalayim. V'cheinu weimer ha'har ha toivah zeh v'halronim. Learn out one with the other, bin Yerushalayim and brichas haTorah from the same pasuk. Ha toivah is telling us on two toivahs we have to make a bracha. But lekach toiv nasat lechem, that's Torah, and Yerushalayim beis hamikdash shahar atoiv azel v'avon, and you have to make a brach. Right. Tanya Reb Elazar Omer kol shloi omar eretz chem de toiv rechava bevirches oretz. We don't say this like we say noid lecha Hashem lekeinu Hashem lekeinu eretz chem de toiv rechava. If you don't say this at the beginning of the birches oretz, you're not yoytze birches amotzi. When it comes to Pasuk Rachim, no, we say Yotzei Mishkan Kvodecho V'Almalchus Beizdov Mishkecho. And B'yat Rachim, no, we say Yotzei Mishkan Kvodecho V'Almalchus Beizdov Mishkecho. We don't say Malchus Beizdov in the bracha of Boni Yerushalayim Lo Yotzei Deichai Vosei. You're not Yotzei Deichai Vosei. Nukura according to them, it means you're not Yotze Mi'ikar Adin. So it's a question, we'll see later if this is Midirabonan or this is Midiraisa, that you have to mention these things. Rashi. Omalchus Bezoba Boni Yushlaim, Sha Yodoin Miskachi Yushlaim. Hey, since Boni Yushlaim is a broch on Yushlaim, of course of David HaMelech, we had a Kedusha of Yushlaim. So you have to mention David HaMelech in the Boni Yushlaim. Vaita Nochem Hazokain Oiner. Sorech sheyizka bo bris in the brachas oritz in loyd lecho. You also have to say v'yal brischa shechasante v'vsreinu. You have to talk about bris mila. Rabbi Yosi oimet sorech sheyizka bo teira. You also have to mention v'yal teroscha shenamaratonu. You have to mention teira. And we'll soon see if this is midiraisa or any midirabonin. Pli me yoimer in sorech sheyaktim bris le teira. You have to, like we do, we say v'yal brischa shechasante v'vsreinu v'yal teroscha shenamaratonu. You have to first mention bris and then mention Torah. Why? Sezu nitna b'sholosh brises. His Torah was only given with three brises in the Torah. Vizu nitna